In June of 67, the Emmys are hosted by Joey Bishop and Hugh Downs. Outstanding comedy is The Monkees. Top drama, Mission Impossible. Outstanding variety is The Andy Williams Show. Top musical is Brigadoon. Lead actor and actress in comedies are Don Adams and Lucille Ball. For dramas, it's Bill Cosby and Mission Impossible's Barbara Bain. Supporting roles in comedies, it's Don Knotts and Francis Bavier, both from The Andy Griffith Show. For dramas, awards go to Eli Wallach and to Agnes Moorehead for an appearance in The Wild, Wild West.
Dive into our vault of past shows at artiestimewarp.com.
How sweet it is!
It's Artie's Archives. Artie's Time Warp says,
Ni hao.
Ahoy. Здравствуйте.
Hello. In the international language of music.
Something special about 6 o'clock in the morning when it's still too early to knock. And the dusty light shines down on the block and reflects up and down on the hands of the clock. 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Hours ago, she was standing here, just watching the stars in our eyes and the lights as the tides disappear. And I could feel I could say what I want, that I could nudge her and call her my confidant. And now I'm back alone with just my shadow in front at 6 o'clock. I went home and found that trying to sleep was a laugh. Just watching my eyelids, knowing my brain fits the night not to pass. I got up and got scuffling around, but somehow it just wasn't the same happy town. And the bells didn't ring with the same happy sound. 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock. If I go back where we started, would I ever feel like that again? Guess I'll just have to wait till tomorrow. But what can I do till then? Guess I'll go back home and just wait until dawn. Guess I have.
worked all night. Now I'm back alone, getting twisted up tight. 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Now I'm back.
More new LPs from Booker T and the MGs, James Brown and Ray Charles, along with Ray Conniff and Tom Jones. Leonard Nimoy releases Leonard Nimoy Presents Mr. Spock's Music from Outer Space, and one of the tracks is released as a single.
Stardate 2434.2. First Officer's Log. On a routine patrol flight in the Milky Way galaxy, I discovered on our space sensors an unidentified planet careening wildly in an eccentric solar orbit. I ordered an immediate investigation and, with much difficulty, maneuvered our ship for a temporary orbit. Upon beaming down to the planet's surface, all I could see were ruins. Ruins of some type of civilization. Crumbled buildings, deserted streets, charred vegetation, all covered with a thick layer of dust, which our scanners indicated as intensely radioactive. I proceeded to make a thorough survey of the area. According to my calculations, I could tell that some recent phenomenon or holocaust had occurred and destroyed whatever advanced civilization had existed on the planet. I found no sign of life. As I made my way back to the ship, I heard a sound. It came from a cellar in one of the nearby buildings. Carefully and slowly, I found my way to the source and discovered a human being. Or rather, what once was a human being. A scarred, disfigured man lying in the rubble. When I questioned him, he told me that this had once been a great world. They had abundance and plenty, intelligence, beauty, love. There was enough for everyone who lived there. But the inhabitants were never satisfied. They wanted more. They wanted everything. And they started to quarrel amongst themselves. They could not live in peace, and they tried to destroy each other. In doing this, they destroyed everything. Their abundance, their plenty, their own intelligence, their beauty, their love. He told me that so far as he knew, he was the only living thing left, but that he knew he was dying. When I asked him the name of the planet, he replied, "We called it Earth."
The Warp, the number one song the first week of June 67, is from the Queen of Soul, and she's going to spell out just what she needs.
Oh,
Thurgood Marshall is nominated as the first black justice of the Supreme Court. Governor Reagan signs a liberalized California abortion bill. And the world's first ATM is installed at a Barclays Bank branch in Enfield, England.
First thing in the morning, the last thing at night. Sound of love is calling. Loving words you say to me just make me wanna never stop. Stop, 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 stop. When you touch me, hold me, squeeze me, please me, makes my heart go boom, pop, boom, pop, boom, pop, boom, pop, pow. Would you believe the sound of love? Would you believe the sound of love? Squeeze me, please me, makes my heart go boom, pop, boom, pop, boom, pop, boom, pop, pow. Would you believe the sound of love?
Sound of love.
Artie's Time Warp means variety.
But all
Coming soon to a theater near you.
Artie's Time Warp goes to the movies in June of 67, where we're watching To Sir With Love, Thoroughly Modern Millie, and Divorce American Style. Lee Marvin, Ernest Borgnine, and Charles Bronson star in The Dirty Dozen. And Sean Connery is back for his fifth outing as James Bond in You Only Live Twice. Here's Nancy Sinatra with the theme song.
You only live twice, or so it seems. One life for yourself and one for your dreams. You drift through the years, and life seems tame, till one dream appears and love is its name. And love is a stranger who'll beckon you on. Don't think of the danger, for the stranger is gone. This dream is for you, so pay the price. Make one dream come true, you only live twice. And love is a stranger who'll beckon you on. Don't think of the danger, for the stranger.
Embrace the Final Frontier. These are the voyages of Artie's Time Warp. Its mission, to honor outstanding music. 25 years of top 40 hits with a twist of history. To boldly go where no show has gone before.
Got the Fifth Estate with a tune inspired by a visit to the land of the great and powerful Oz.
Artie's Time Warp.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch, oh witch, the wicked witch.
In June of 67, the Monterey Pop Festival is the world's first large-scale outdoor rock festival. 55,000 fans enjoy The Who, Simon and Garfunkel, and Eric Burdon and the Animals. The Byrds, The Association, and Jefferson Airplane are playing, along with Big Brother and the Holding Company, Jimi Hendrix, Otis Redding, and Booker T and the MGs. I'll see you there. And while we're driving our MG to Monterey, we'll turn on the radio for some great music in June of 67. We're grooving with the Young Rascals.
Grooving on a Sunday afternoon. Really couldn't get away too soon. I can't imagine anything that's better. The world is ours whenever we're together. There ain't a place I like to be instead of moving down a crowded avenue. Do it. Anything we like to do. Always lots of things that we can see. We can be anyone we like to be. And all those happy people we could meet, just grooving on a Sunday afternoon. Really couldn't get away too soon. No, 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 no. Talk and laugh our time away. I feel it coming closer day by day. Life would be ecstasy. You and me endlessly grooving on a Sunday afternoon. Really couldn't get away too soon. No, 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 no.
Overrated. Goodbye means nothing when
Yes, indeed, it's the winsome Petula Clark bringing us up to break. We'll return in a couple of minutes after these messages from our sponsors.
Artie's Time Warp. Quality ear candy.